BSR 88.1 FM, WELH Providence, Rhode Island, on the web at BSRlive.com. I'm Nadav. This is Phoning It In, and this is really, really exciting. It's always exciting, but now it's especially exciting because Charlie McAllister is on the phone, and Charlie McAllister is a living legend. Charlie? Charlie?
Here I am.
There you are.
Caltech. My roommate sat on my face when the sun went down behind the brown ocean. Finally, he dropped out and went back to Canada. I sent him the phone bill, but he never wrote back. Little brown dog. The little brown dog walked down the river, and he found a stick of dynamite about to go off near a gasoline barge. He tried to bite the dynamite in half with his jaws, but it blew up and sent his head flying to the moon. I had a son named Bob. I left him on the slab. I fed him meat and leftover crap from the dance. He vomited and went into a permanent trance and finally died when his mother beat the shit out of him with a rock. On the lonely island of Puerto Rico stands the village of Novo San Rolo, which means demons with breads. The poor rundown village consists of 6 cardboard shacks, a decrepit bar that smells like stinking shit, and a large Catholic church made out of green bricks. The people of the town drink goat milk mixed with iguana piss, which causes them to see visions of the patron saint of devil's foods. The government was overthrown by a fascist coup last year, and they sent soldiers to the village. One soldier, whose name was Mike, walked into the bakery to get some rolls. When the rolls made him hallucinate, he set the stable on fire and fired his machine gun at a little girl. He was imprisoned in the middle ward and then sent to fight in Ethiopia. Mike began to ingest large quantities of local syrup known as God's bile. He jumped up and down like John Wayne for 2 days and was kicked out of the army. He traveled around the Middle East for years. He went to Mecca and fell on the ground near a place where he weren't supposed to be, and they tied him up with a green hose and dumped red fermented prune juice down his throat until he choked up all the jewels he stole from the holiest of all temples. Then they cut his arms off, and he begged in the street for many years to come. This is called Lion Man. They threw Nori in jail for 4 weeks. His brain turned to mush, and he no longer could make any sense. I guess they did some sort of psychological experiment with him, because he ain't the same. My pal Johnny lives in St. Louis. He likes to play baseball and collect comic books. Yesterday, he found a Hustler magazine on the sidewalk. He took it back to his house and hid it under his bed. Unfortunately, the house caught on fire when he went to sleep and burned a lot of his body, including his penis. At least he got to jack off a few times. Okay. Sticks. Little Sarah wandered into a cave with an aluminum bat. Deep inside, she found a talking pile of wood that told her about future events. She learned a lot. She learned that the nearby volcano would kill everyone in the village with a molten lava flow on the 4th of July. Bear with me, my songbook is coming apart. This story is called Light Brown Air, and I want to dedicate it to the sailboat racing that's going on up there in Rhode Island next week. Light Brown Air, it's for you. It was June. I was invited to go sailing with some pals up in Rhode Island. I told them I would come only if they could supply me with my needed doses of laudanum and mummy dust. They agreed, and I went on up there. When I got to my motel, the phone didn't work, and neither did the TV, and the bathroom was covered with orange mold. I needed some laudanum fast, or I would go into conniptions. I walked in the rain up to the 7-Eleven to use their payphone. My friends told me to catch a cab and come down to the marina, where they would be waiting with my drugs. When I got there, the boat was on fire and sinking at the slip. I ended up drinking diesel fuel out of a red hose and throwing up a bunch of French fries. Good luck. I think the spinnaker just blew out because of that girl on the front. Toy Honey. Jack had a blow-up doll that looked like a Japanese geisha girl with one leg. Jack blew his load on her plastic hand and stuffed her back in the closet. Later that day, some convicts broke into Jack's apartment with a crowbar and stole the silverware and the toy honey. When Jack got home and discovered she was gone, he turned on the oven and stuck his head in there until he expired. I polished my shoes at night. I polished them with lime. I polished them until it was nine. I polished them until they disappeared.
Welcome back.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay, let's read another story here. Play one more song. A real nice story for you girls and boys. And I hope you're doing well, studying hard. Make sure that you stay in school. Stay at Brown. Finish. Don't drop out because you'll end up in prison, most likely. Mama's ass. Miss Jenkins liked the fried chicken. She also liked to brand herself with a hot poker. She wished her husband would come back from Iraq so she could stuff burning hot coals up his ass. So here's a song about Yugoslavia, and it goes out to everybody at Hobart University and Slobodan Milosevic. Mm-hmm. Gaza Yang. The ultimate fashion show is going on at the world's most glamorous motel. The runway was not built very well, and it collapsed when Paul Frank walked down. Then the coffee machine caught fire and the drapery ignited. The panicking crowd of highfalutin guests trampled each other to get out alive. But none of them did. Down in the alley. It was 4 o'clock. Ted Meyer was walking home from high school. Except he really wasn't walking because last summer he lost both of his feet when he stepped on an unexploded Civil War bomb that was in the sandbox at school. Now he was in a wheelchair and rolling along 7th Avenue on the bad side of town. As he went by Joe's liquor store, two hookers coaxed him into the alley with a promise of a blowjob. Little to Ted's knowledge, the hooker's pimp, Blodo, was waiting behind the dumpster with a piece of rebar. When the hookers were unbuttoning Ted's pants, Blodo jumped out and brained him from behind. When Ted woke up, his wallet and his wheelchair and his pants were gone, and it was Halloween night. Some drunk kids in white sheets came up to Ted and pulled out knives from their candy bag. Ted did a roll and flipped up onto the back stairs of the liquor store. He told the kids to leave him alone because he was really feeling sick from eating too much yellow candy. Stay in school. All right, that's the end.
All right, let me throw on that black dice. Hold on a second.
Did that work out?
Yeah, thanks a lot for doing that.
Yeah.
Hold on just a minute.